Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, this is Buck Sexton, and you're listening to the Tudor Dixon Podcast, part of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. I'm Tudor Dixon, and I'm so glad you're here with me today because I get to turn the tables on one of my favorite people. Today, I have Todd Pyro with me, and you are probably familiar with this guy because he's at the anchor desk every morning on Fox News. He's on Fox and Friends First, and we actually met in the green room there where he ran past me, and I thought, is that Todd? But then I thought maybe Todd doesn't actually like me or want to say hello to me. But it's just that he has such a stressful morning job where he wakes up so early that he ran past and then he came back and said hello. And so now I get to interview him today, which is it really turning the tables, isn't it, Todd?
Totally false news. I ran past you because I greatly dislike you. I actually was in charge of Gretchen Whitmer's campaign.
He's secretly funny.
Secretly funny. And, you know, look, it was one of those days. Everybody says, Todd, you're frenetic. You twitch a lot. You're always running around with so much energy. That is true, especially during the first half of the day. And so you caught me. I was running around like a lunatic. And I was like, oh, man, kind of felt like I should have said hi to Tudor. So I doubled back. And I'm glad I did because, you know, we've had you on the show a bunch more after that. And now I'm on your show. The flip side of that is, and I don't want to like, again, we are turning the tables. This is your show. You're asking the questions. But the flip side of that is when I get home, I could not be a more useless human being. Like, and that's tough when you have two kids now under.
I was going to say, you're not allowed to do that.
It is tough. So, look, I'm not saying that my life is a struggle compared to people have real struggles. Like, I get it. But boy, by Friday, I am pretty tired, and I'm not the full of energy Todd that I think you see in the morning. So my wife always jokes,
but you do this with two little kids. I mean, I think that days, especially on the campaign trail, there were days where I was like, oh gosh, I am getting up at 5, taking the kids to school, and then my kids are much older than yours. You are getting up in the middle of the night. I mean, tell us a little bit about how that goes, because I can't even imagine
this. This isn't a joke. Like, everybody's like, oh, Todd's jokey. I literally get up at 11:30 p.m. Not a joke. Like, that's real. And so I do live a little bit further away. I'm not a city guy, especially not a New York City guy. My gut tells me if I was single, I probably would be, but I'm not single. So I try to get the heck out of here. And so I live pretty far away. But that said, I use that entire trip down to study and prep for the show. Show's on at 4. I'm prepping literally from the moment I get in transportation, planes, trains, and automobiles to get down here. And then we do the show. Then we have meetings. And then we do other things. Today I did Varney. Now I'm doing yours. And on days when I stay late, I try to, you know, do the contacts thing here in the great, great, you know, New York City, because, you know, that's what this business is all about, shaking hands and kissing babies. But on a day like today, I'm going to get home late, and you better believe I'm not going to get a nap today. The moment I get home, it's, okay, here are the kids. You got to do kid stuff. And then it's, you know, the witching hour, 4 to 7. It's bath time. It's food, then bath time. I may have to go outside to play because it's somewhat nice. Bath time.
You may get to go outside and play.
Bath time, you know, bath time is a process. Like, I don't remember bath time being as engaged as it is currently for me and my journey. But it's a 2-hour process, I think, from start to finish.
Oh,
it's
my really gosh. See, I'm so glad that I'm past this. But so it goes fast. Yeah. You think that that's going to last forever. And then one day that's gone and there's a whole nother journey that you're on. And a lot of that for me is math. I hate math. Math homework comes home and I'm like, get your dad. I don't know. This is not my strong suit. I can't do. Last night we were up building boats. And that's the funny thing about once your kids get a little older and you have a school project, you have a school project. I'm doing incredibly well at science, better than I did when I was in middle school. So I'm blaming my parents. I'm like, clearly you weren't good at science because obviously it's the parent that does the science project.
I think you raise a key point there, Tudor. And it's the fact that this is going away at some point. And I can sit here and kind of make light of the schedule and how it's taxing. But at the end of the day, that bath time is special and it's cute and it's adorable. And I'm going to be legitimately sad when it goes away. Will I gain the same sense of enjoyment from the math like you mentioned? I don't know. But I must say, the entire process, all I want to do is go to sleep when I go home. But this entire process is well worth it because after bath time, you have reading time. And reading time is cute because you cuddle up, you go over words, you get asked questions that are the most hysterical questions in the world. And my favorite thing, and this is the highlight of my day. After all that, we put our first one to bed and then I leave the room while my wife does the singing and all that other stuff. She then runs out and says, "One more hug, Daddy." And that's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, and your oldest is 2?
2.5.
Is that right?
She's getting two
big.
And
a half. Can't miss that half.
It's the best. I love it. I love every minute of it.
So you're really in the throes of a little. So I will tell you, my husband says that I made a parenting mistake because I snuggled them to sleep every night, every night. And I have 4 kids. So my twins are 9 and they still want me to lay in bed with them while they fall asleep. And he's like, "You've created this monstrous bedtime situation." So bedtime is long for me, but now my older ones just run off. And I'm like, see, I knew one day it would be over. And I just want to be as close to them as I can while they're little and love every minute of this. And it does. It just, and when it goes away, you're not expecting it. It's just overnight, it's gone. This is so depressing, but it really is. But they grow up and they become different and cool and exciting and they run track. And that's fine.
Your husband and my wife must have attended the same parenting class. Because I am verboten from doing the cuddling up in bed and going to sleep at the same time. Like I suggested, if things are going bad, like let the older one cuddle with me. It'll be fine. And she says, no, I guess I'm a cuddler. Tudor Dixon's a cuddler. Who knew that? I'm going to introduce you from now on. Instead of former Michigan gubernatorial candidate, I'm going to say, noted cuddler Tudor Dixon joins us on the program, and you can do the same to me.
I think that's going to go bad for both of us if that's what you say, because people
are going to ask, what?
There's going to be a lot of questions there, but that's true with kids. Absolutely. 100%. And I think that's important. I think it's important to know that you're safe. Yeah. And my parents were like that. And I don't know, maybe that's not a good sign if my parents were like that, because look how I turned out. But I love that when I come to New York, you're always talking to me about what's going on because I am just past those stages. So as you talk about this, it is very interesting. But you talked to me the last time you were talking about for the first time ever having to say to your 2.5-year-old, be careful when you pick up something from the ground. Don't put it in your mouth because of what we're seeing with fentanyl and pills and everything. We saw that story not too long ago about the vacation by owner and those people that went and stayed there and they ended up having the people before them left drugs and the little 18-month-old died from picking something up. I mean, parenting is different today than it used to be. It's scary.
100% right on that. And look, when we were growing up, it was you have to watch the needles in your Halloween candy, right? And you always showed your parents your Halloween candy. They vetted it, made sure it was okay. But what we're talking about now is not a needle. It's literally a poison that just breathing it could kill you. And so touching the pill, if you're a tiny little child and the pill is potent enough, could kill you. And so, yeah, I had to have that uncomfortable conversation. You have to review it over and over again. And basically, it's repetition. Like, hey, if you see this on the ground, do you eat it? Do you touch it? do you tell an adult? And we give these like multiple choice things, try to encourage her to be like, go tell an adult. And we go through the list of adults that she can tell to try to make it a little bit of a game, because she's at the stage where I don't think she can understand the ramifications of it. Heck, a couple of years ago, if I would have told you there's a pill that if it's on the ground and you touch it, it could kill you, would you have understood the ramifications? That's why I think this fentanyl is such a sea change for all of us. And it's an uncomfortable conversation, but I'd rather have the conversation now than have the consequences that are horrific that I don't even want to think about.
I know. I think that there's so many things to be afraid of. My girl saw a penny the other day on the ground. I'm like, don't pick it up, because even like you said, just that touching. But you noted that you live outside of the city. Obviously, all of us are watching New York City and saying, what is going on there? Many years ago, when I graduated from college, I lived in New York City for a year, and I took the subway every day, multiple times a day, never thought about it. I mean, I went all over the city every single day and never thought twice about whether or not I was safe. But that has completely changed. We're seeing crime on the subways, but now we're seeing all these migrants. You have the Mayor Eric Adams saying he doesn't want these people coming there anymore. Like, they need to go to other places. He's calling out Joe Biden. What does it feel like for you as you've watched the change over time?
It's sad, because I grew up 25 minutes away from here. When I was growing up in the 80s, this place was bad. We did not come in the city. I wrote an essay in fourth grade that said the two places I'm the most scared to go to are Beirut, Lebanon, and New York City. Because obviously at around that time, it was 1986, Beirut, Lebanon, in the news a lot. But the fact that I had made that connection, that this place was like a third world country and was as violent as a third world country, showed the fear that I had. And then the 90s happened, and I would come into the city, I would intern, I would hang out, I would do all the things, and it was an amazing and vibrant place. Even when I started at Fox in 2017, I remember going to a Yankee game the day that I signed my Fox contract and thinking, wow, this is my dream come true, to work in the city that I grew up in. This is so amazing. And now, Tudor, the moment that I'm done, unless I have something I need to stick around for, I get out. I do not bring my wife or my children into the city. And that's sad. Think about that. I'm so nervous that if something went down, I would have to protect them, and I wouldn't have enough resources to do it, just because, you know, I'm 5'10", 3/4. I'm not built like, you know, Pete Hegseth over here.
Like Tyrus.
Right. And so why bring that risk on? Like, I take care of myself. I get in and I get out, and I'm ready to deal with the ramifications of that. But I wouldn't want to bring that upon them. Will that change? I hope so. And as to the migrant aspect of it, look, am I worried that the mother with two children who's being, you know, sent up here from Texas is going to mug me? Absolutely not. You know, that's not the concern. The concern when it comes to the migrant aspect of it is the single males. And, you know, they are not acting all like Boy Scouts. And that is an issue. And one of the hotels, the Roosevelt Hotel, where a number of these migrants are going to be staying, I walk past that every day to go to the train station. And I will admit, last couple days, I don't even know if it's happened yet, but just mentally, I kind of like bared up a little bit. I made sure my backpack was on a little extra tight just in case, hey, if something goes down, I got to be ready to go. And that's it.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you think even the mom and the child that are coming, how are they taken care of and what is it like for them? Because you're putting somebody in a situation where they don't have a job. You have so many people converging in one place that don't have a job. She's protecting her child, but does she have to get a job and leave the child? Right. And then where does the child go? Are they in the hotel? Who stays with them? You know, there's so many factors here that I think people are being remiss in refusing to talk about the human factor, the taking care of people factor, whether or not this is loving and caring. All of the people that say, oh, this is loving and caring, they don't care once they're gone. They're not figuring out how to get these people so that they are actually legal, so they can actually hold a job, so they're not in hiding. Because once you come in and you're given a court date 3 years from now, and you're not actually a legal citizen, you don't have the rights that other people have. You are hiding. You are in a situation where people don't want to hire you. They're not jumping to hire people that they're going to get in trouble for hiring. I mean, it's a mess all the way around.
I'm glad you mentioned the children, because children in the shadows, which is what you just said, which is what is ultimately happening, that is a recipe for disaster. That leads to child sex abuse, child sex exploitation, child trafficking. Just as a parent, no one would want that on any child. And when you think about that is ultimately happening, there's been documented evidence. We have kids, tens of thousands of children that have, we haven't kept track of them because we haven't kept track of their parents. Think about that. Think about what these kids could be living through right now. And as a parent, it makes you cry. And as a parent, you wonder how anybody could do that to a child. But there's also the reality of the way the Biden administration has run the immigration system, or open border system, I should say, is facilitating harm to those children. And to me, that's the worst aspect of all of this. You know, if I have to sort of, you know, buckle up when I go by the Roosevelt Hotel, okay, that's one thing. The fact that a five-year-old child is going to be exploited is unconscionable that any U.S. policy would facilitate that.
Right. And I think that's where I ran for office, obviously, so I can speak from the Republican or conservative side of running for office. I think that we're good at complaining about it, but we're not really showing the whole story, and we're not finding people where they are and explaining how truly dangerous this is, because everybody talks about we have this open border, but we actually have a border that is controlled by a criminal organization. The cartels completely control our border. We have no control over them. We have no control over what they're doing. And they are putting kids, they have these wristbands on people so they know what they owe them. And then they control them for many, sometimes many years and sometimes for life. Those people owe the cartels and they're in the United States constantly afraid. How is that a good way to live? How do any liberal people hear that and not say, oh, actually, that's really a bad idea? We would never want somebody to be, whether it is a sex trade or even if it's just being in a permanent situation where you have to look over your shoulder all the time because you are beholden to a criminal organization, how can we get this across to people that this is not right?
I don't blame the migrants themselves because, to your point, I don't think they know ultimately what they're getting themselves into when they decide to make this trip here. The left, they know exactly what they're doing, and they continue to do it anyway, despite these horrific consequences that attach. And, you know, you mentioned Republicans. Republicans do a great job of complaining. Republicans do a horrible job at actually operationalizing solutions. And let's be honest. And I mean, no offense to you on this.
I'm totally with you on this because I think people need to hear this.
I'm not talking about your election. I'm talking about, in the aggregate, the Republican machine. They love to complain about elections. They don't realize these are the rules. It's time to play by the rules and learn to master the rules. As a lawyer, because I'm a lawyer by trade, I didn't sit there and say, I hate these laws, so I'm just going to fold my hands and not fall. No, you figure out a way to work around the laws and operate within the construct of the laws. We're talking like early voting, absentee voting, all that other stuff. Stop complaining about it. Figure it out for 2024. And then maybe if you get into office and you win some of these elections, you can actually operationalize some actual solutions to help our country and, quite frankly, to help these migrants.
Having gone through an election myself and seeing what we did, I have a pretty good idea of what we are not doing. And I can look at the Democrats and I can see that they're reaching people exactly where they are. They're going into their cell phones. They're getting message. The message they want to hear is going directly to that person. So you and I both know that there are people that watch the news every day. I mean, I truly do wake up with you every single day. And that's the first thing I do when I get out of the shower is I watch you. Brian Kilmeade tells me to get dressed. It's like Groundhog Day. Every morning is the same. But there are a lot of people who are not watching the news. There are a lot of people who are not tuning in. They actually want to tune out. And so when people say, how is the Republican messaging not getting through? I think you think that the majority of the country is listening to the news when I would say more often than not, they're tuned out because it's so negative. So that message is not getting to them unless you go directly to them, unless you're getting into their phones and they're getting messages from you or they're getting ads from you. You're mailing to their house. You're going out there and talking to them at their doors. And those are things Republicans are absolutely not doing. But the Democrats find you. They give you their message. They are meeting you where you are. They're not saying, we're having a rally. Come and see us. They're going directly to the people. Republicans are not getting this. I see just this last election, the Jacksonville mayor becomes a Democrat. And everybody goes, oh my goodness, how could this happen? We've got to employ the people that were on the ground there working. And I'm like, they didn't get the job done. Still, we're a little bit off. We're not getting what it takes. We're not reaching the people. Why is this so hard for Republicans to understand? And I say this from a place of knowing because I lived it and I saw it and I was told this is going to be winning. And when I step out, I look back and I go, I see why I didn't win. I see why Republicans aren't winning. But Republicans keep saying it's unfair. We don't seem to be getting the message of what we need to do.
That Jacksonville result, very concerning if you're the Republicans, because we've had a number of people come on and basically have the discussion that we're having, like, Republicans, we figured it out. Like, we know we need to go to the voters. We're going to do it. We're doing it. It's great. Did they not do it?
No.
So you see what happened in 2022. You had some time to figure that out. You look what happened on Tuesday. You didn't figure it out. And so what's going to happen in 2024? You have some time, admittedly. You have some gubernatorial races in 2023, but obviously all eyes are on 2024. You've promised that you're going to change your ways. The proof hasn't been in the pudding so far. You better figure it out. And I love the fact that you mentioned the news viewership, because we're at Fox. Everybody watches us. At least that's what we put out there. But when you look at the actual numbers, like even our highest primetime number is only 1/100th of the entire nation.
Right.
Think about
yes.
that. And I was just at a National Police Week with a bunch of police officers. And yeah, there were the few, I love you watching you every morning, but there were a whole heck of a lot of people that are definitely pro-cop if you're at National Police Week and you are yourself a police officer. And they were like, I don't know you. Who are you? And I don't take offense to that. That just shows that they're not watching the content of us. And they even say, like, oh, I don't watch the news. Well, to your point, you got to hit those people because they're not being educated on a number of issues by you. And so that's an opportunity for the Democrats, who are really good at elections.
I had this moment. I went to D.C. with my daughter's eighth grade a couple weeks ago.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yes, yes. So I had this moment where I came down in the morning in the hotel and the kids are all getting ready and the parents are about to have their meeting. And I am watching the TV because I'm waiting to see, you know, what the morning news is. I like made a conscious effort to look around and I thought, not one of these parents even cares. It's not their mindset. You know, they don't think about what's going on in the world the minute they wake up. And that has to be somewhat freeing, you know, but when it's your career, when it's what you do every day, it's almost like you wake up and you're like, I have to know what is happening in the world. And I remember during the day, I got some breaking news. I can't remember what it was. And it was pretty shocking. I said, oh, you know, this is happening. And they were like, oh, how do you even know that? And it struck me, so many people live outside of this bubble of news and really feel great about not having to live it. And so they know nothing about you or me or people running, or they probably don't even know in many cases the congressmen in their mm-hmm. state. They may know their own, but they probably don't know the other ones. And so when you talk about what's happening in government, what Republicans are putting out there, these people are not hearing it. And I think you're making a really good point. Republicans still think they're doing it. They came out and they talked to you and they said, now we're going to talk to the people. But I've talked to folks in Jacksonville and said, what happened? And again, I can tell you that the tools that the Democrats are using to meet people, the technology, the micro-targeting, the AI that they're using to get into the minds and hearts of people and manipulate them into going out and voting, but also just the constant contact of going to their door and getting them out there. We are not doing that. And that is not something that happens from one person or from one organization. It doesn't come from just the RNC, because it certainly doesn't come from the DNC. It is a massive amount of organizations that work together across the country. How did we get this far behind?
From what I've been told, and again, you would know this way better than me, it seems like the consultant class is very good at taking mm-hmm. the money and not, on the Republican side, I should say, taking the money and not putting forth the solutions that lead to victory. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, absolutely. Because if you're a consultant and you lose, you still win. Because see, in the world of elections, the data is the value, right? So if you lose your election, but you've run the election in that area, then you can go to the next candidate and say, let me run your election because I own all of the information here. And the value of a race is the information, having that in your back pocket. So you can email people, so you can call people. It's all right there. And so the consultant will actually make more money because they will say, you know, I can lend this to you. I can make money from this. And I mean, we had a consultant in Michigan. I talked to a guy who is running a data organization. And he said, in 2016, I paid $60 million for the data in Michigan. $60 million. Does that blow your mind?
You can understand why in 2015 and 2016, the establishment, the entire establishment, Republicans and Democrats, did not like Trump because he kind of did all this on his own. You know, Grant, I'm sure he had some data. I'm not saying he, you know, completely on his own, but he was an outsider and he approached the election as an outsider. And look what happened when he kind of went a little bit more of the system. He lost, right? When he used the data, when he had that whole intense data operation. Now, look, I'm not saying I'm anti-data. I'm agreeing 100% with your point. The system doesn't necessarily care about winning and losing. The system cares about self-propagating itself.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I think we have to have that balance always of Republicans and Democrats. And it scares me that Republicans are not on that same playing field, because if we end up as one party, we are just a mess. And that's always been the great balancer in the United States. But man, weird things are happening. Strange things are going on. It's just a different world. And to me, it is very scary if we don't get on top of that and figure it out. But it is, I guess, a part of the process, and we're learning along the way. And it's good that we have people like you out there talking about this stuff. But I want to get to something, sure, because you mentioned that you're an attorney. So this is very interesting to me, because I didn't know that about you until I started stalking, sure, you, so I could do this podcast. And not any other reason. But I did find out, well, this is weird, because generally you think of people who are doing, in an anchor position like you are, as someone who has studied this their whole life, a journalist their whole life. But how did you know? You were an attorney, but it seems like you kind of always knew this was the place you wanted to be.
You nailed the key question. So when I was in college, I knew I wanted to do this. My problem was I went to college in a really small New Hampshire town. I didn't grow up in New York City, but I grew up pretty close. And I didn't know if I could go off to that small market in the middle of nowhere for another two, three years after having been in New Hampshire for 4 years. And so I said, combine that with the fact that my dad's a lawyer, I'm kind of interested in the law, and the fact that I want to have backup plans and I want to make a little money before I try all this went into the decision, hey, let me apply to law school. So I applied, got into UCLA, said, I'm going to go to LA because LA is where you do entertainment. Horrible connecting of ideas there. They have nothing to do with one another. But I loved UCLA, loved the experience, loved being in LA, loved the fact that I got to watch some college football. And my favorite game, it's the hottest I've ever been in life, UCLA versus Michigan. So UCLA won. I literally sweated out 18,000 bottles of water that day. So practiced after law school, I practiced for 4.5 years out in LA. But during the entire time that I was out there doing the law, I kept up with my connections in broadcasting, because in college, I interned in New York City at WABC7, which is the NBC, ABC O&O station here. I interned at Good Morning America, and I interned at a young upstart news channel called the Fox News Channel. And so, yes, I was in this building back in 1998 and 1999. And when the time came ready, wow, to make my resume tape, which was in around 2006, 2007, I would come back to the East Coast for your friends' weddings. That's the time in your life when everybody's getting married. And I would take, right, a few extra days off of the law firm, and I would go out with reporters in New York City and make my resume tape. And there, I eventually got a resume tape together. And in 2008, I sent it out, got my first job in Palm Springs, California, and the rest is history. But to answer your question, yes, I've always wanted to do this. I am not broadcast trained. I think that's completely evident when you watch Fox and Friends First from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. But I think I bring something different to the table. And, you know, that's what I love about Fox. I am me. You've met me. For better or for worse, this is how I am, on air, off air, in life. The only time I'm not like this is when I reach that, like, I'm about to die, I'm that tired. And then I become no fun whatsoever. I am real. This is me, for better or for worse. And I think that translates to TV. And I think that's what the Fox audience likes. Whether that would translate in another place, I don't know.
No, I think that is, it's funny because somebody said to me once, TV is different. News is different than what it used to be. It used to be that you wanted to see your news anchor and they were very serious and you believed that they understood the news and they were getting it across to you. And over years, it's shifted. And now people want to see someone that they think that they could go out and have lunch with. And I think that does come across with you and whoever you're co-hosting with that's not on maternity leave at the moment.
I'm supposed to. It's true.
Because I don't know what's happening with you, but you tend to send people
away.
Are you
ready for this stat? From October 2021 to the present, one of the top two women in my day in and day out life. I mean, I love my mother, but I don't see her every day. People I see every day are my wife and my co-anchor. One of those two individuals has been pregnant since October of 2021. Think about that for a moment. Think about that.
I'm glad I don't spend that much time around you because I'm definitely done with that. I don't want whatever that weird
four is enough.
Mojo is to.
Four is enough.
Yeah.
God bless you.
It's enough. For sure. But no, I think I think you are so real with the women too. I think that's the coolest part. And probably, you know, you're going through that too. You have a little one and you have a toddler and that's neat that you can share that with the people that are on TV with you. I can't imagine what it's like to be mom and have to get up at the time that you get up. I mean, no offense.
Well, we're going to see. I don't want to talk out of school here with my private conversations with the lovely and talented Carly Shimkus, but I will say there's been a little bit of like, she's like, how the heck am I going to do this? And there's some truth to
it's
that.
It's hard. I think that's, as a mom, I think that people don't realize that moms, a lot of women have to work now, and it is really tough to step away. I can't imagine stepping away at that critical night time when you have feedings and all of that, and they're waking up, and it's hard. You are exhausted all the time. I give them credit for being able to do it. Even when you're pregnant, you're like that. So then after having the baby, I can't imagine, but you guys are champs. I love watching you every morning. I love the fact that you're real. And I think that's really the appeal to Fox in general. There are most of the hosts there are just themselves. And that's what I think people want. When I go there, everyone is so awesome. You go into the green rooms, everybody is just so normal. There's no personalities that are big and think they're better than anyone else. I mean, I haven't run into those people yet. Maybe you have.
Well, except when they run past you and ignore you on their way to go to it.
Right. Outside of Todd. Right.
But to your thing about Carly, you know, look, I think you raise a really interesting and important point. It's got to be really tough for her, and it's going to be really tough for her when she comes back because she is not going to be there for those nighttime feedings and stuff like that. So I think you've just given me a great reminder that as a man, as a husband who's gone through similar stuff with his own wife, I'm going to have to be cognizant of that and kind of step my game up in that area too, because I think ultimately that's going to make for the better show, because there is going to be a sense of like every now and again, a little mom guilt. It's not me again, speaking out of school, out of turn, like it's real. It exists. It is a thing. And you know, I need to step up my game to make sure that paying attention to that and reading certain cues here and there and kind of stepping up for the betterment of the show. And quite frankly, because she's my sister, you know, we have a weird sister brother relationship. If we were under the same roof, that would be a really weird household for the parents, because we are two very odd people in reality. I know Carly seems normal. We're both very odd. So, you know, I got to protect my sister. She protects her brother. And I think it's going to be funny to see what happens when she comes back.
I love that. And I think that really goes to what we're seeing right now in society. That's why I think you see so many women who are really genuinely hurt inside when they see people raising up men and saying they can be mothers and they can be this, because it's hard. It's different. Nobody can really understand the things that you go through, that your body goes through, that you go through, that you are, the emotions that you go through being torn away from your child like that for even just a few hours, it is really different than what I think anyone else can imagine. And I just appreciate the fact that you are willing to say that and point that out and understand that. And I think that that's, it's a time when it's a good place. It's a good time to celebrate what women actually do and how amazing they are. And Carly is. I mean, she is awesome and she's stunning. And here's a mom who can be stunning and sexy and still sensitive. And she's out there every day talking to us. And we're excited to have her back. Is it next 2 weeks from now that she comes back?
I actually don't know if I'm allowed to announce. I don't know if that's been public. Like, I know the date and I can tell you off camera. But I don't know if
I thought I heard her talk about it when she came on to celebrate the other pregnancy on your show.
Did she say it when Ashley announced?
I think that she did. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, we won't talk about it. We'll just be excited when she does come back. And before you go, I will just tell you that when you were interning, I was also interning in New York. How weird is this? It was 99, 2000. I was interning at the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Whoa!
I know.
Oh, I have so many questions about stories I have heard, but again...
This is another show. We will talk about that another time. And then I went to Oxygen. Oxygen was just starting up. Okay. It was in the Chelsea Markets and I started a show there, but I was just like an intern. But how funny. We were there at the same time. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a great conversation. It is always. And I'm so glad that people got to actually get to know you because like you said, you are who you are on the show, but I think that it just makes people go, oh, I really do know him in the morning. And that's exciting for me.
For better or for worse. Again, this is what you get, Tudor. This is what you get.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate having you on.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast for this episode and others. As always, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there and make sure you join us the next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have an awesome day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.